WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show, 7:31. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? It helps to turn on your mic. This morning's been screwed from the beginning, man. We had commercials missing. Whatever. No, now you're here. It's even worse.
Oh, it's terrible.
What was I going to talk to you about? God, there was something big. Oh, yeah. You didn't catch a single fish last night, did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah, we went fishing last night. We went on the little tour.
Yeah.
And, I watched you a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what I do. You know, when I'm not good at something, I watch somebody who's pretty decent at it, and then I get better.
It's nice being better at something, because you always beat me in golf.
Yeah.
You usually beat me in one-on-one basketball.
Yeah. You got me in fishing,
though. I got you in fishing. I've never seen you even have a nibble, I think. We were over at Grand Mere. I wasn't crushing at Grand Mere. I got a few bites. Nothing too crazy, nothing like big or anything, but that fly fishing, I'm telling you, man, fly fishing is where it's at.
That's what I was watching you do. I'm trying to figure that out, but you do it left-handed, so I got to do everything opposite.
Yeah.
But seriously, man, you could have a stocked pool.
Yeah.
And I couldn't catch a damn thing.
I know. It's the craziest thing. Yeah, I am so itchy today, though. I got eaten alive because they were biting enough that it kept me out on the lake. And then we saw a couple big jumps. Grand Mere again, if anyone wondering where we were at. We saw a couple big jumps. And, of course, when you see that, you're like, oh.
Got to go back out.
I'm going to get him. I'm going to get that exact fish, which you never do.
I did get a bite.
Yeah?
Yeah. On my skin.
Everywhere.
The only bite that I got was a mosquito bite.
Just eating up, man. It was great. But, yeah, we had a lot of fun out there and had a couple beers, 2-3 beers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then got home. Took a little nappy poo. I stayed up later than I should have, as always with you. So, it was a good time. We are going to talk about vending machines, which I'm actually going to pop down and get something out of the vending machine to help a little bit of a hangover that I have.
Get some animal crackers.
What's your favorite thing to get out of a vending machine? Your go-to item, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Your answers when we come back. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Vending machines. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Those little treasure troves of deliciousness.
Be careful with them, though, because they kill like so many people a year.
More people die from vending machines falling on them than are killed by sharks every single year. You know what? They're death traps. This show isn't about our favorite things. It's about banning vending machines.
Pretty sure I saw that episode of 1,000 Ways to Die.
Yeah.
Yeah, it always, that bag of chips gets stuck, and you get to the side of it
there,
and start rocking it.
And then dead. Boom. All you wanted was a bag of Cheesy Poofs, and now...
You're dead!
You're dead! Don't you get it? You and you and you!
You're all dead.
You're all dead. I love vending machines, because I like eating crappy.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the previous radio stations I worked at had a cold vending machine, one of the ones where you could get, like, sandwiches out of.
Oh, come on.
Dude, I would go there and throw... $10. I would get a cheeseburger that was in a bag. You know, I'd get an egg salad sandwich. Then I'd get like a bolus. I would get it all. And I loved eating it.
You think like fast food chains would come out with their own vending machines and like put them in different businesses?
I guarantee you in our lifetime we're going to see that. They got vending machines now that make pizza.
Yeah.
I've seen those in bigger cities where you literally beep, boop, boop, boop,
boom.
Pizza.
They do it a lot in like China, like Asia.
They have
that. They have like SIG machines still, and they still have like, they got some crazy stuff.
That's
over
my
there.
Favorite thing to get out of a vending machine is cigarettes. At a strip club, and they're $10 a pack.
Right, you gotta have quarters. You can't put a dollar bill in. Right. What's your favorite item, though?
My favorite item, go-to item, if I'm even not sure, I'm like, peanut M&Ms.
Oh, yeah.
I get those downstairs all the time at our vending machine. That's a perfect little snack for me.
It's much better than regular M&Ms.
There's a little more to it. I feel like I'm getting more bang for my buck.
So here's the thing that I got to go back to like middle school on this one. Because I'm thinking of something that I got out of a vending machine religiously every day.
Yep.
And back in the day, it was, you're going to love this, man, a Fruitopia.
Oh, my, I haven't heard that word.
Fruitopia.
Which one did you get?
What was it? Was it the red one?
That was the kiwi strawberry one.
Kiwi strawberry.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
God.
So good.
Do they still make Fruitopia?
I don't think so.
You know what? I would seriously get my own vending machine of Fruitopia right now if I could.
Probably why I have diabetes.
That's it. He's just chugging Fruitopias on the playground.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Ah! I know. There was no fruit in those at all.
Zero.
It was fruit flavor. It was, there was beaver anus flavoring in there.
Oh, God.
And that's where we got the strawberry flavor from. All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll go over some Facebook answers. We got some great ones on Facebook, and we'll take your calls here in just a little bit. Your vending machine go-tos, delicious, or dead. I either one. Good morning.
Yes.
746.
Dr. Grant.
Vending machines.
They kill more people than dinosaurs.
They do.
Vending
machines
fact.
Are responsible for killing more people than dinosaurs. I tell you, that's the true danger. You vending machines.
I'm never going around a vending machine again.
We got a lot of great answers on Facebook. What's your favorite item to get out of a vending machine? Tasha said, "Forgotten change." Oh, I still check every vending machine.
I love that. You find a quarter.
Oh, nice.
It's
free money, man.
Right.
Free money.
Especially when you could get an extra item with that quarter.
Oh yeah. You know? Hell yeah. You're like, oh,
jackpot.
Upgrade. I'm getting the big bag up on top.
Yeah.
Mark said, "Anything that looks like it's about to drop more than one."
Yes.
Two for one, baby. Do you ever feel guilty about that? If you get
no.
two for one?
Hell no.
No.
You know why? Because the one we have downstairs has robbed me like twice.
That's true.
Seriously.
It's done more than twice for me.
Now I know why they're killing people, because people get furious. I get furious.
Now they're robbing us, and then they're killing us. What is this? Some kind of weird street gang?
Right.
Oh, man. Nina said Twizzlers. They always seem like a good idea, but then you eat three of them, and it doesn't seem to make much sense. Let's see. Charla said chips or chocolate. Tyler, he likes the free food. Tracy, anything chocolate. I have a good go-to chocolate, uh-huh. too. Like, if you, Hershey's bar, I'm going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to break it apart. I'm going to eat it. It's going to be great.
Nice.
Every time.
Have you ever seen the vending machine at the Watermark in Stevensville?
Uh-uh.
They got random stuff in there. They got, like, a fake ID in there. You know, that they found with somebody. And I think they have like a couple condoms, like
nice.
Some random stuff, like a shower cap.
A shower cap?
Just weird stuff.
That's amazing. Well, you brought up condoms. Bob said the French tickler or maybe some fancy cologne. I didn't specify which vending machine. If you're going to a bathroom vending machine, that's a totally different ballgame right
filthy
there.
Filthy-ass vending machines in the bathroom.
Let me dab on some high karate and get one of those studded neon condoms. For $1.50, because I just met a chick at this random dirt bar.
A lot lizard.
It's going to be a great night.
More of Brock and Hunt.
7:57, good morning.
How you doing?
Now I'm scared of vending machines. Here's shouldn't even brought this up.
Vending machine 2. That would be a good movie. Like one of those Sharknadoes.
Yeah, it starts by like showing someone put in a dollar, it spits it out, it puts in a dollar, spits it out.
Right.
You put the dollar in one time, it turns red and kills the person.
All right. Or he's got his arm in the thing and he just sucks his arm in. Bunch of blood everywhere.
Oh, man. See, I was never good at getting stuff out of the vending machine with my arm because I got short little arms.
I was going to ask, I thought you were going to say because they were huge.
They're huge?
I couldn't fit my arm up into the vending machine because I'm huge.
Because I got short little T-Rex arms and I don't get up there. I can't
turn now them. They figured it out. The vending machines, you can't do that at all.
Yeah, they got that stupid blocker guard.
Yeah.
Damn it. Think about the guy who thought about that. He's like, there's never anything on my back, on my bottom row. I'm going broke with this venture. What is happening? Then he saw some bastard with his arm up there, and he's like,
you know what? It's a bunch of little Bennies with those little millennial arms, dude.
Skinny little arms.
Benny just gets inside the thing.
Yeah, see, vending machines, they shouldn't have anything on a bottom row.
Mm-hmm.
Or just put the crappy stuff
right.
on the bottom row.
The juicy fruits.
Yeah, just the gum. The cheap gum and, like, the healthy snacks. Put those on the bottom row.
I got a piece of bazooka.
Great.
Not worth it. Here's
some expired Big Red. Enjoy it.
Right.
It's just going to turn to dust in your mouth. It's been in there since 94.
Stealing Big Reds out of the vending. You know? What else do we have on the Facebook? Is there any more comments?
Oh, there's so many. White cheddar popcorn was a big one. We have that downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
We have that. That was Rachel. Jolene likes Nutty Bars. Ooh, we should request Nutty Bars. Are really good, man.
Like Nutter Butters or Nutty whatever.
Nutty Bar. You know Nutty Bars. It's the like the wafers with the peanut butter and the chocolate.
Okay, yeah,
they're too long. They're like big Kit Kats.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's two of them. Yeah, those are really good. Lindsay likes Snickers. Christy likes Snickers and hot fries. Dustin likes pretzels. What? Give me a bag of plain pretzels. Right. Come on, Dustin.
What waste your money, man.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep the 50 cents.
You have anything to dip those pretzels in?
They put those in as filler, dude. Right.
All pretzels are good for is sobering you up.
That's it. Yeah, I'm going to get pretzels, but then I don't have enough to get water, so I'll just have a dry pretzel-y mouth for the rest of the day. Justin, what are you thinking, man?
I'll take a bag of saltines.
Yeah. Give me the plainest thing you got. I have a quarter, and I'm a little bit hungry.
Vending machines are getting expensive nowadays, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
I think it goes up like 50 cents every like 10
years.
Swear
to God. I know, too. And you know what the worst part is? I go down there and I get a soda and it's $1.25. I know I'm getting ripped off.
Yeah.
It's my own fault, though, because I don't come prepared to work.
Why not make it just $1 or $2?
Yeah.
Or, even $1.50. These random like
$1 and a Canadian nickel. All
right.
That's what you need.
I don't have the Canadian nickel.
Damn it.
Anybody got a Canadian nickel?
Anybody? No, just one Canadian nickel.
A sack of Jawea? Something.
Rock 107 W.